They're talking about imitating the Blessed Virgin Mary and her faith in never doubting. Never doubting what? Never doubting God's, never doubting God's power over the forces of nature and his power over the evil designs of men. Judas, Herod, Annas, Caiaphas, Pilate, the executioners, they all have their purpose in finally crucifying Jesus. But hear it. This is Mary's faith, and this must be our faith. God uses, do you hear me? He uses not just the evil designs, but the sins, the crimes, even as we must say, the deicide. God uses the crimes, the sins of people to accomplish his mysterious providence in the world. That's faith. The mystical body of Christ is going through its passion. This is a direct quotation from Pope Paul VI. Whether we have the faith of Mary, believing that God has his purposes and is using, we have to use that expression, the most criminal behavior of human beings, so that in ways we cannot comprehend, he will, as only he can, do not only good, but greater good, shall we say, through, you almost want to say, because of the sins and the malice and the cruelty of human beings. Given her strong faith, Mary's hope was unqualified. In order to imitate Our Lady and her practice of the virtue of hope, here I speak for everyone, beginning with the speaker. Consider every discouragement, every anxiety, every worry. You've got yours, and if I wanted to, I could share you mine. Those are all opportunities, graces indeed, from God, enabling us to put into practice the hope that Mary had. Never for a moment losing heart, being absolutely sure that, like Mary, our hope will not be disappointed. Lord Jesus, we believe you are our God who became man. We believe that your mother was chosen from all eternity to be our model for imitation and our pattern for inspiration. Strengthen our faith in you, dear Savior, so that like your mother, you will never for a moment allow the seed of doubt in our minds. But the more our lives seem to be contrary to what we would want, that we trust as Mary did. And this is the means of reaching that heavenly destiny which only those have a right to enjoy who have walked with Mary on the way to Calvary, have suffered with Mary, have died in spirit with Mary, that one day, like her, we will enjoy the company of her divine Son for the endless reaches of eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Shall we pray? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.